Blog Talk Radio.
Information for you today. I've got a list. I've got some secret papers. I'll tell you who's been naughty and who's been nice.
All right. Well, let's let everybody know that we are brought to you each and every day that we are on the air, which is every Saturday from 8 to 8:30 Pacific time. And we're brought to you by sportswagers-selections.com. If you haven't had an opportunity to visit the website, take some time to do so because, folks, we are 5-1 on our free plays this week. Got a little bit sidetracked last night in Miami. Indiana toppled us, but we're anxious to start a new streak today. All you need to do is visit the website, sportswagers-selections.com. Or follow us on Twitter at Eddie the Hat Wins, and we'll get those free plays out to you on your home office mobile device, however you want to get them. And folks, if you think that our free information is dynamite, sign up for one of our packages. We have Bonanza, which is going to be released soon, within the next day or so. And you're definitely going to want to get in on our Bonanza package. Hondo, how are you this morning?
I'm doing excellent, guys.
And Boppy, it's that time. We're going to go visit you in your little corner and get your who's hot and who's not in the sports world.
Well, besides Boppy and the who's not, because one of our wonderful listeners pointed out the flaws in some of my locks last week. I've just got to apologize. I have been colder than that well-known witch is. Anyway, I've been really cold this year, and I'm going to turn over a new leaf for the end of this year and for the rest of the time. I'm going to go out on a limb, and we're going to guarantee from now on we're picking nothing but winners.
Okay. I'm going to call Jerry A. out. And I don't think it was the Jerry A. that we all know and love in the horse racing world that sent the email. But, Bobby, he was referring to maybe calling a locksmith for you.
Well, from now on, we're not going
to your place.
From now on, we're not going to call them locks. We're going to call them suggestions.
No. You can't backpedal there, buddy. There's no way. You can't get weak in the knees, Poppy. You got to face facts. But I will say this. The email was not worded quite as harshly or with as much toxicity with the emails that I regularly receive with horse racing and sports. So, anyway.
You know, I wanted to thank my father for pulling his punches then.
Yeah, you know, it's let's focus now on the future and like we do, you know, Boppy, you go to bed at night, win, lose, or draw, and it's a fresh day today. So we know you're gonna come up big today, Boppy. I got faith in you.
Well, let's start with the naughty list. I'm gonna put the Dodgers there. No Zach Greinke, no Chapman. And no cable TV for their fans. Strike one, strike two, strike three, you're out. Let's all go to the Big A and watch the Angels.
There you go.
I got to tell you, I'm so disappointed in the way that the Dodgers are conducting this offseason. It's almost as if they have no captain at the helm. But anyway, but for who's been nice. I'm simply in awe of the Chicago Cubs. I think they're saying the time is now. I don't know if this club's going to gel or not, but they've added Ben Zobrist, they've added Justin Hayward, and they've added some pitching. They're a hop, skip, and a jump away from the World Series, and they look stronger than they looked, you know, in 10 years. They look really good. So. Hats off to the Chicago Cubs. It's only too bad that Mr. Cub isn't alive to see this particular season.
I want to take my hat off to the Spurs as they continue to roll on. They were looking at the abyss last night in the mirror and fought back and beat a very gritty Celtic team on the road, which you got to give credit to Boston. They have played a better than
Warriors.
Forecasted season, and they actually looked like they were going to end the streak last night, Bobby. I don't know if you saw that game or not.
I did, but I think you said the Spurs. I think you mean the Warriors.
Yeah,
I mean the Warriors.
When the hat said the Spurs, and then he started to talk about the gritty, and I thought he was going to say, no, don't say the gritty Lakers.
No. The Spurs are going to come up later in the show, Bobby, so that's why
so
I got down.
Warriors. You did mean the Warriors then.
Yes, I did, and I apologize for getting people on the edge. Well, you know, maybe that's a good thing. Maybe that shows that people are paying attention. Yeah, I misread my notes here, Bobby. I apologize for that. But
Something happened to me, and I had to leave as they started the first overtime. And I thought this is going to be the game because they were missing Clayton Thompson, they were missing Harrison Barnes. I thought they were going to have some. They did have some trouble, but again, I have to. I just got to tell you that Curry is on a different planet than any basketball player I've ever seen before.
He plays very unselfish, as the rest of the team does. And if he can't do it, he knows, well, you know what, I got four teammates on the court that can. And I really think that's a big part. And I got to tell you, Luke Walton has been my whipping boy for quite a while when he was playing for the NBA. But I'll tell you, that kid has found his niche. And if somebody doesn't scoop him up quickly, they're making a big mistake because he has done a marvelous job with the Warriors filling in for their head coach.
I don't know if you saw the interview, but one of the ESPN, I think it was an ESPN reporter, tried to bait him into saying that he was annoyed that he wasn't getting credit for this win streak at all. That it was, you know, the, as far as win streak goes, the credit goes to Steve Kerr, who's still the head coach. You know, not, and he's not even he's just the acting coach in Kerr's absence, and he handled that question so beautifully, and said, he says, it doesn't matter to me one whit. He says, I just care that the team is winning and the guys are doing a great. Yeah, he gave all the credit to the players and all the credit to Steve Kerr as the architect. I mean, if you know, anyone in the NBA, or I would think the NCAA, would love to have him. Somebody was telling me that Luke Walton is using his father's philosophies, which would mean he's using John Wooden's philosophies with the Warriors. And so, again, we have one of the architects of this incredible streak is none other than John Wooden, and who now can be surprised?
You know, yep. Another thing about the Warriors, too, I think gets lost. You know, a lot of people, the first thing they talk about with the Warriors when the Warriors come up is Stephon Curry, and rightfully so. He's a great player. But, you know, one of the guys that I think is getting lost in this, and the unsung hero, is their forward, Draymond Green. That kid is a tremendous player. Last night, he became the first player in 22 years and only the third player in the history of the game to have over 20 points, over 10 rebounds, and over 5 assists and blocks and steals. And,
wow.
That's the last player to do it was 1992, so it's the first in 23 years. Hakeem Olajuwon of the Houston Rockets was the last player to do it, and only 3 in the history of the game. So we're looking at another special kid, and that's Draymond Green also.
Bobby, what do you think about I'm gonna go out on a limb right now, and I'm going to say if Kobe Bryant is sitting on the bench anywhere other than in a suit at the All-Star game, I'm going to get violently ill. And projectile vomit, because, all right, I'm going to say it, this guy is through. He should have hung him up last year. I said it last year. And if you want to have a special place for him on the bench, that's fine. Don't have him in the uniform. And please, good God, don't have him play. What do you guys think of that?
He shouldn't be playing in the All-Star game. He can suit up, be an honorary captain, go to the midcourt before the game with the key captains on each team and that kind of stuff as a ceremonial type of thing. He does not deserve to play in the game.
Well, they're talking about having him play.
Oh, I know. And he is of the players in the league that qualify that have taken the most shots, a minimum number of shots. There are 117 of them. And guess where Kobe ranks in shooting percentage? 117th, dead last. He's shooting 30%. How can he deserve to take another kid's spot in the All-Star game?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. All right. We're going to go out to Los Alamitos real quick here before we take our time out and hopefully give everybody a winner here. I'm going to go quick, folks. Take out your pen, pencil, scribble some notes here because it starts in the third race. Number 2, Ms. Gracie, returns today for the barn of David Hoffman's. Folks, draw a line through Ms. Gracie's last race. This filly, daughter of Ms. and Mist, was well supported at the windows when she dropped to the bottom rung, 30K maiden claiming. She's been working well. Pedroza's riding her back, and if her last race is any indication of her fitness, which it is not, Pedroza would not be taking a seat aboard this David Hoffman's trainee. And if you're heading out to the track, want to pick up the phone, call your neighborhood friend. We suggest a couple of bucks to win a place on Ms. Gracie. For added value, we're going to suggest a Exacta box. the two inside horses, 1 and 2, C. Talfia. This is a Paula Capestro first-time starter, full sister to Malibu Win. Now, this this filly is bred to go long, a mile on the turf, mile and a 16th on the turf would be perfect, but we see a big effort here on C. Talfia. This is the rail horse, 15-1 morning line. Win in place on number 2, Ms. Gracie. Come back with an exacta box, 1 and 2. Third race, Los Al. First post is the normal, 12:30 p.m. No carryovers. Nice little 9-race program. So get on out to Los Alamitos and tell them the hat sent you. Hondo, do you have a play out at the track today?
Yeah, I like a horse in the 9th race named BK Miss. It's a 2-year-old filly race, 30,000 maiden claimer, and it'll be her second start. And I think she's 9-2 on the morning line. And Steve Napa, he only won 11% of his starts, but it seems like 90% of his wins come when Edwin Maldonado is riding for him. And Maldonado's on this horse today. So BK Miss in the last race.
All right, folks, we're going to take our first and only time out. I know Bobby is anxious to give us his lock of the week, and I'll have a free play for you tonight in the NBA. And this is your cue, folks. This is our first and only time out. Go refresh your beverage of choice, and when we come back, we'll have the second half of Keeping Score with Bobby.
A little less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less bark, a little less fight, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart, and baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Baby, close your eyes and listen to the music. Dig to the summer breeze. It's a groovy night, and I can show you how to use it. To come along with me and put your mind at ease. Hey! Less conversation, a little more action. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less spark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart, and baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Come on, baby, I'm tired of talking. Grab your coat and let's start walking. Come on, come on.
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 All right, sports fans, we're back with more Keeping Score with Bobby. I'm Eddie the Hat, and in studio we have Hondo and a coach, and of course, the old coach himself, Big Bobby, from Modesto area. And we're not going to tell Jerry A. where Bobby actually lives because, well, we don't want to see any... We don't want to see Big Bobby getting a hole dug out there in Modesto. But Bobby, why don't you go ahead and go first, and we'll get your free lock play for everybody.
Well, I've got two sports to talk about, and I'm going to give you my reasons for these two do underdogs.
Okay, which one are we going to start with first?
Start with football, because the game of the day, of course, is Army Navy. And I love Navy. I love their coach. He may be the next BYU coach, but I got to tell you, in a rivalry game, giving Navy 21.5 points, it's just too many.
Actually 22 now, Bobby.
I just got to believe that our Army is not a good team, but in this game, they're always better than they've been all year long. I think this game is going to be much closer than 22 points. I mean, my money's on Army. I can't believe that they don't bring enough to this game to keep it close. And I think this will be. I think the margin might be under two touchdowns. I'm pretty sure Navy will win, but I just don't think they can win as much as the bookmaker.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Bobby, that's always one of my favorite games to watch when they do the column marching and bringing the cadets on the field. I have a lot of trouble with that game. That's one of our paid plays today. I'm going to tell you, Army 2-9. They're 1-4 away. That's a tough game. I know what you're saying. It's a rivalry game, but it'll be interesting. Let's just put it that way. Boppy, that's 103, 104 on the rotation. And Boppy here is suggesting a play on 103 Army plus 22 points and a little bit of steam coming in on Navy as that line has been pushed up from 21 to now 22. All right.
Now
we're going to hoops.
We're going to go to hoops. And what I like is the underdog in this game, it's Drake at Nevada. And the Wolfpack are exactly the kind of team. They're exactly the kind of team that Drake just beat. Same difference in their SAG run ratings. The Pepperdine very much like Nevada, and Drake just beat Pepperdine on the road. So I really believe that this is a winnable game versus the spread, and I believe the spread's either 7 to 8 points right now. So I would say I like Drake pick in this game, 7.5. I like Drake in this game with the points.
Well, then you're going to like the fact that you're getting a full additional point in here because Nevada is 8.5 now.
There we go. There you go. I like I said, I think this is a game where I think Drake's going to surprise them. It's a game they could win, but I think Drake beats the spread.
Okay. And folks, this is a evening game, 563, 564 on the rotation. And Boppy is suggesting the play here on 563 Drake, and he's going to be taking the points at plus 8.5. So good luck to everybody who is partaking.
So Boppy's releasing two locks this week.
He's releasing two locks, and they're both dogs.
So back up the Brinks truck to the bookies window.
Well, hopefully they're better than my pick when I picked BYU versus Missouri.
Well, we don't dig up the past, Bobby. That like I said.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
today is a new day, and folks, I say it all the time. New opportunities exist today. You can't focus on the past failures. You can't focus on the past successes. It doesn't do you any good because you can't double dip at the window when it comes to payouts. So, whatever you want to make of that. Hondo, do you like anything today in sports?
Two-team NFL teaser tomorrow. The Broncos, tease it down. Take the Packers, tease it down.
Okay.
I believe they're both 6.5-point favorites, so you'd be teasing it down to a half a point, and they'd need to win by a point, both of them.
All right.
Packers and Broncos.
Let's go ahead and get the folks here suited up. Packers and the Broncos. And we are going to start... Okay, not finding either one of them. Okay, here we go. All right, the first one, 127-128, Denver is minus 6.5 on the line. So Hondo is suggesting a teaser, 128 Denver, and you're going to tease that down. It's a current line on that right now is 6.5.
Right.
And then the other one is Green Bay, and that is 129-130 on the rotation. And Hondo is going to match the Denver game with the Packers, and that game is also 6.5. So good luck if you decide, folks, to go in that direction tomorrow. I'm going to head out to the NBA with my free release today, and we're going to Atlanta. 509-510, the Spurs on the road, taking on the Hawks at home. Folks, the Spurs are coming off of an easy win last night. They are traveling to Atlanta tonight. Notoriously, they usually do not, or historically, they don't do well in back-to-back games. And we're going to give a lot of credibility to the past with that in mind. And we're going to take the Hawks plus 3. The Spurs are a decent road team at 7-5. The Hawks play well at home, 8-4. This will be a good game. What's interesting here, folks, is 80% of the action on the side is going with the Spurs. So we're going to take the Hawks plus 3 here and give this a nice little straight bet here. The Hawks plus 3. And for you over-under fans, 191.5. That game is sitting at currently right now. All right. Gentlemen, we've got about 2 minutes left. So let's go ahead and open it up. And
Well, Bobby, I want to caution the fans out there. As much as I agree with you and love what the Cubs have done so far, probably the most active team in the majors, but I just caution, let's not all write them into the World Series quite yet. I remember a team last year that won the December winter meetings named the San Diego Padres last year when everybody was heaping praise on A.J. Preller. And if memory serves me right, the Padres didn't even win as many games last year as they had the previous 2 years. So, and granted, the Cubs are already a lot better team than the Padres were last year before all the moves were made. But sometimes it takes a while for these new players to mesh, and that's going to be the key thing. You know, you got Lackey and Zobrist and Hayward now, and how are they going to mesh with the rest of the team? And it takes more than just a bunch of superstars. We found that out with the Yankees and other teams in the past. So even though I like the Cubs too, and I think they're going to be a they could be a force next year, but I just caution, you know, let's wait to see what they do before we all, you know, have them ticket into the World Series.
Well, last year in April, if anybody had said ahead of time that Bryce Harper would have the kind of year he would, everyone would have at that point said, well, in that case, the Nationals are a lock to win the National League, or at least, you know, get to the finals of the National League. And they didn't come close. So, I mean, I think, yeah, the Cubs, right now on paper, the Cubs are what the Nationals were last year. And on paper, they look great. But the games aren't played on paper. They're played on the field. You're absolutely right. But I love the young players, and I love the fact that they've literally upgraded the whole team and their defense, and that was their Achilles heel last year. So they've done that. They've improved their pitching, and their batting order is a little bit better than it was last year. Plus, Chris Bryant's got a year under his belt, and Addison Russell is coming back as maybe the second best fielder in among major league shortstops. after Andrelton Simmons. So what an incredible future for the Cubs. I would rather be their future than almost any other teams right now.
All right. Well, gentlemen, it's that time of the morning when we need to bid everybody a fond farewell and say a arrivederci to our listeners until next week. Don't forget, we'll be back with you same time, same place for another episode of Keeping Score with Bobby next Saturday starting at 8 a.m. Hondo, thank you for taking time out this morning.
You got it.
Bobby, go ahead and say it.
Be safe, be careful, and God bless, and Merry Christmas. We'll see you all next week, Lord willing.
Yep, we will. And, folks, we hope that all your wagers the rest of the week and this weekend are winning ones, and we hope to see you soon in the cashier's line.